Good morning. Welcome to Husky Nation News, right here on WHUS Stores 91.7 FM. This broadcast is in collaboration with the UConn newspaper, The Daily Campus, and UConn's student-run TV station, UCTV. I'm your host, Kara Murray, and here's the news of the University of Connecticut this week. UConn made almost $4 million more from housing in the 2019 fiscal year than in 2018, according to the UConn Residential Life Budget, obtained by a Freedom of Information request. The Daily Campus's Anthony Zapari writes UConn made $95 million for the 2018 fiscal year, while it made $99 million in the 2019 fiscal year. Executive Director of Residential Life Pamela Scipiani said costs increased due to personal and benefit changes. Facilities and other indirect overhead expenses, such as payroll, fringe benefits, supplies, and other services, increased by more than $5.7 million from 2018 to 2019. Debt service and other project expenses, which accounts for 14% of the total expenses for 2019, decreased over $100,000 from 2018. The other remaining expenses, about $4 million, are for other smaller dorm renovation projects, such as dining hall upgrades and restroom rehabilitation projects. According to UConn spokesperson Stephanie Reitz, a new proposal will increase the university's tuition by over $600 each year for the next 5 years. Daily Campus News editor Gabriella DeBenedictis said the proposal was announced at two town halls open to UConn students on Thursday. It will be presented to the Board of Trustees Financial Affairs Committee on December 9th and the full board on December 11th. The figures in the proposal are based on factors such as current tuition cost, the rate of inflation for higher education, and costs UConn must fund as a state agency. According to UConn Today, the tuition proposal reflects the smallest possible increase necessary to protect the academic gains made over the years, and UConn will continue to reduce costs through consolidations and operational efficiencies. UConn President Thomas Katzelaeus said he asked Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont to do all they could to hold state funding for UConn steady. Tuition and fees fund approximately 41% of UConn's annual operating budget, while UConn's state support funds 26%, and the rest of the budget comes from auxiliary revenue, research grants, and philanthropy. UConn Today said the amount of funds to support financial aid will increase accordingly each year when tuition rates change, ensuring reliable support for Connecticut's neediest students. The members of President Katzelaeus' Working Group on Sustainability and the Environment were announced on November 26th. Daily Campus correspondent Grace McFadden reports the group was formed in the wake of climate protests on campus as a way to explore a more sustainable future for UConn. The group has 15 members who will represent various groups and colleges across campus, including 6 undergraduate students, 1 graduate student, and 8 faculty members. There are also 4 ex officio members who are staff from various departments around campus. The chairperson for the group is UConn's Executive Vice President for Administration and Chief Financial Officer, Scott Jordan. Although UConn already has an Environmental Policy Advisory Council, the purpose of this group is to identify goals for the university that consider all perspectives on the issues. Among the faculty members, there are 3 representatives from the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, 2 from the School of Engineering, 1 from the College of Agriculture, Health, and Natural Resources, 1 from UConn Administration, and 1 who represents both the graduate school and the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences. For the first time, the Northwest and McMahon dining halls will be open until 1 a.m. throughout finals week starting this Monday. Gabriella DeBenedictis of the Daily Campus writes USG's Academic Affairs Committee spoke with Dining Services, who told them extending the hours of all dining halls was not possible. The committee chose Northwest and McMahon because they are in the most convenient locations, with Northwest serving the north side of campus and McMahon serving the south side. Academic Affairs Committee Chairperson Manzi Chapwala said she hopes in the future more dining halls will be extended with longer hours, but since this is the first time this is being done, it's a trial run. UConn's Student Health and Wellness Center has an entire group dedicated to educating students about sexual health and safety, also known as the Sexperts. WHUS correspondent Sophia Scorziello has the full story.
For 15 years, the University of Connecticut's Student Health and Wellness has employed a peer education group known as the Sexperts to provide evidence-based sexual health and safety programming to students. Their agenda promotes the awareness of different issues about sexual health, the importance of respecting other sexual choices, and consent. The group is facilitated by Student Health and Wellness Advisor Cassie Setzler.
And really our mission is just to promote positive and responsible sexual health to UConn students.
Every semester, students are welcome to apply and partake in an interview to become a sexpert. Annika Vincent, the Sexpert Student Coordinator, said they look for driven students looking to learn and help improve the group. Group work can total around 10 hours a month, so they look for students who are committed and are willing to put in ample time. Being a team player is key.
We're all one team, and we all work together, we present together, we learn together, and we all have the common goal of educating UConn.
Setzler says the 10-hour commitment, while rigorous, yields for a stronger bond between team members, which strengthens their ability to present safer sex talks. The Sexperts currently run two programs, Rubberware and Safer Sex 101, which can be booked by any student organization on campus. Through these two presentations, the group gets to interact with students on a visual, demonstrative, and conversational level to create an easier flow of conversation on topics that can be considered taboo. Not only do these students have to be dedicated to work as a sexpert, they have to be okay with stepping out of their comfort zone.
And we also look for students who are comfortable presenting topics that can seem as taboo or uncomfortable. And this skill can take time. It takes a lot of time stepping out of your comfort zone, being able to stand up and present in front of your peers.
While talking about sex to your peers can seem awkward, Vincent believes it doesn't have to be.
Something is only taboo if you let yourself believe it's taboo. Mm-hmm. So our job as sexperts is to be those people that set the stage at the beginning of the program or honestly whenever we're talking about these topics, that it's okay to talk about these things.
Through open communication, mood lightening activities, and games, students are more inclined to trust and retain the information that the sexperts are giving. Even with topics as serious as pregnancy, STDs, and sexual consent, laughter is a key in communicating to students and breaking the barrier of uncomfortableness.
And when laughter is involved, people are definitely more inclined to trust the presentation, trust the information they're getting.
Setzler believes that when students ask the sexperts silly or unmannered questions, they often are just uncomfortable discussing certain sexual health topics.
And we find that when people are, you know, asking silly questions, mm-hmm. they're doing it because they're uncomfortable, but they really want to know, they really want to learn.
Safer sex education is only half the battle. It's also the education and the access. If you're providing education and not providing condoms as well, then you're not doing your entire part, Setzler said. Transitioning from high school to college is an important time and often comes with alterations to students' perspectives on things they might have thought they had all figured out. Sexual health is one of those things. Vincent pointed out the wide spectrum of sexual health knowledge that students are exposed to prior to entering college. They can come in knowing a fair amount or knowing close to nothing. The sexperts help to level off the sexual health knowledge curve.
Personally, I think the biggest issue regarding sexual health on college campuses is lack of knowledge, honestly, of the importance of sexual health or practicing safe sex. Mm-hmm. The whole, like, emerging adulthood, like, we're young adults right now, myself included, is a unique time, and it's really important that universities and UConn takes responsibility to develop their students and help them prepare for the real world out there.
For WHUS News, I'm Sophia Scorziello.
And now, here's the weather. Today, there is a chance of snow after 11 a.m., mixing with rain after 4 p.m. It will be cloudy, with a high near 37 and a total daytime snow accumulation of less than half an inch. Tonight will be cloudy during the early evening, and then gradual clearing with a low around 21. Saturday will be sunny with a high near 31. On Saturday night, there will be patchy fog after 3 a.m., otherwise mostly clear with a low around 14. Sunday will have patchy fog before 7 a.m., otherwise it will be sunny with a high near 37. That's all the news we have for this week. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will be speaking with our assistant music director, Sasha Goldblatt.
Do you own a small food business, or are you thinking about starting one? If so, Click is just the partner you need. Click is a commercial licensed cooperative kitchen located in Willimantic, just a 4-minute drive from the Frog Bridge, with a mission to support the development of small food businesses in the area, to create jobs, boost the economy, and provide a variety of local food products to build a local food system. As a member of Click, you'll have 24/7 access to a modern, clean commercial kitchen in a creative environment that supports your small business success. Click has established community connections with local retailers, farmers, and small business support programs to ensure that our members flourish. Click can also connect you with insurance brokers, banks, and local federal regulators to acquire needed licenses for you to get off the ground and begin producing your products. We also offer classes on gardening, culinary arts, and nutrition to enrich our local community. In addition, CLIC offers ServSafe classes to the general public at a great rate. For more information, or if you would like to set up a tour, call Rachel Lepore at 860-786-7907. That's 860-786-7907. Or email clicwillimantic@gmail.com. This message has been brought to you by Yukon Sound Alternative, WHUS Stores.
We are now back from that quick break. From this point forward, the views and opinions expressed on this WHUS News Department show are those of the hosts and guests, and are not necessarily the views of the staff, management, or licensee of WHUS Radio or the University of Connecticut. I am joined today by our assistant music director, Sasha Goldblatt. Hello, Sasha.
Hello, Kara.
How's it going?
I am great today. How are you?
I am also great today. What a fun coincidence.
Wow.
So thanks for being my guest. I'm so happy to have you on here.
I'm honored.
I was going to do it. I've been trying to get more of like WHUS staff members to be my guest on the show, just because I feel like people don't really know what a lot of people here do.
Right.
And so I was going to ask Rita, and then I was going to ask Aiden, and then I was like, wait a minute, Sasha is leaving next semester, which is my last semester. So why not just ask her to be my guest now?
Don't make me cry, Kara.
I know, cries on air. It happens. But yeah, so Sasha, you are, like I said, our assistant music director. Would you like to explain just a little bit about your job, what you do on a day-to-day basis, assisting our wonderful music director, Kyle?
Yes, with DJ KJ.
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm a sophomore, so this is my first semester working here as assistant music, and essentially what I do is help Kyle with whatever he needs. So any big projects, like we're doing a CD giveaway right now, which Kara and I just worked on for the past like hour and a half, just
yes,
giving away CDs, or rearranging posters, you know, stuff like that. But most of what I do is going through the mail, because we're sent a million CDs every week, labeling those, organizing those, and helping out with our new music committee. So for those of you that don't know what that is, we have it right now. It's on Tuesday nights, but the semester's about to come to an end, so it's going to be on a different day next semester. But essentially, a bunch of cool people who are into music gather, and we give out CDs to everybody who wants one. They listen to it, they review it, and they tell us if it's good, bad, if they loved it or hated it or whatever, the next week. And that way we get through all of our CDs, we know what we have, we know what's good, and people can then play that on air. So that's most of what I do, just looking through some CDs, listen to music. I also have album reviews on our website.
Yes, Sasha is the main source of content for the album reviews.
Yes, so if you'd like to check that out, because my opinion is just so valuable.
Obviously. I think so.
Thank you. Yeah, check that out. And that's what I do. I love it here. And I will hopefully be returning next year when I come back from studying abroad.
Yes. So what made you want to apply for assistant music?
So I knew I wanted to work this semester. And then I saw WHUS. And I was like, I love music. This sounds cool. Because I've always been involved in music. And I'm always like listening to it and stuff. So I was like, this seems like a cool environment to be in. And there was an opening for assistant music, which sounded like it aligned mostly with my interests, which are like writing and music. So, I mean, that sounded great to me. So then I applied, had to write like a practice album review for part of my application, interviewed, and ended up getting the job, which I'm very grateful for. The people here are amazing, including you, Care Bear.
Oh, wow.
My love.
You're too kind.
Oh, yeah. And, yeah, I just really wanted to try something new. I'm also interested in music management. I'm a management major, but I also like play the violin and stuff like that. So
yes.
The idea of combining those two together was really interesting to me. And assistant music is kind of like that, because we're managing, you know, our materials that are sent to us, talking to promoters and stuff like that. So it kind of was right up my alley. So I was like, okay, sounds good. And here we are.
Hmm.
Yes, thank goodness here we are.
Oh, yes.
So, yeah, a very epic thing about Sasha is that she plays the violin. So that is such a, I feel like that's a really unique instrument. Like, I definitely don't know many people who play it. So how long have you been playing it, and what made you want to play it? And yeah, you do the orchestra here on campus, right?
Yes, I'm in our UConn Symphony Orchestra, which is made up of both music majors and non-music majors. I am a music minor, but I still wanted to be involved in it and play in the orchestra because, yes, I play the violin, and I have since I was 7, and I love it a lot. I started it because we have a really good music program in my hometown, so everybody had the option to start in second grade. If they wanted to start a string instrument, then they could. And I was like, hey, Mom, Dad, does violin sound good? They're like, yeah. I'm like, okay, cool. Bet. So I did that. And then my elementary school teacher kind of was just like, Sasha seems like she's like has some potential, so you should like enroll her in private lessons. So then I started doing those, and I did those up until senior year of high school. And then in college, I almost double majored in management and music. I was so close. And then I ended up doing a minor instead, so I had more wiggle room to do stuff like work at WUS and, you know, not just always be in classes or practicing all day.
True.
So I'm in the orchestra now, and I like it a lot. It's like still a heavy commitment, but it's worth it because I would feel unlike myself if I wasn't still playing.
Nice. Yeah. What kind of, I don't really know classical music, so I'm just going to throw this out here. What kind of like pieces do you like to play? I guess like, do you play, like, do you like the more kind of softer ones, or do you like the ones that go like really hard and fast and crazy?
No, fair question. I like ones that are like really dark and dramatic, TBH. Those are my favorite.
What an Aquarius thing to say.
Listen.
I just made that up. I have no idea if it is or not.
No, it's fun. Yeah. Like in orchestra, I mean, it goes all over the place, but for me personally, I like things that are like deeper or more minor, not like Mozart, Happy Town. Like, I don't know. Like, mm-hmm. I'll still enjoy those, but I like things that are more emotional because that's like my zone. It's just like moving around like all over the place and just getting really into it. And I find that it's easiest to do it with like something that's more dramatic and sad.
Mm. It's probably more challenging as well, maybe, to kind of play like the dramatic and like really dark ones too, mm-hmm. right? So you're kind of like pushing yourself.
Yeah, because you have to connect with it.
Yeah.
You know? Like my dad would always tell me to look up the history behind the piece to connect to it, which is like true, because it's like you want to know where it comes from. But it's also like something I had to teach myself was the balance between playing emotionally and playing technically, because I would get too carried away with just like getting in the zone, and I would like like move around too much, and then I would kind of forget about like what I'm doing with my hands, you mm-hmm. know. So it's that balance too, but honestly it's really fun. Something else I do with it is my friends and I from Farmington High School, which my hometown, we competed in our talent show 2 years in a row, and our act was arranging different pop songs.
Oh, wow.
So I would do vocals and violin. We had a cajon, which is like that box that you sit on and you hit it as percussion.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah.
My friend played the cello. We had keyboard, viola, and then a couple other people working on vocals. And that was really fun. Shout out to my squad trio, if you guys are listening. And we won twice in a row.
That
which
is
was
so epic.
Really fun. But yeah, so that's like another thing I like to do with violin is just like arrange different things, pick up songs, and just like try to figure them out on my own. It's really, really fun.
I love that. That is so cool. Yes. Yeah. Fun fact about me is that I also had the opportunity in elementary school to like pick an instrument. So I played the clarinet for 4 years.
Wow.
And then in high school, I had the option of joining marching band, but I joined the cheerleading squad instead.
That's still good.
So yeah, I was like, I was not as passionate about the clarinet as you are about the violin.
I get you.
But yeah, that's still very cool.
Thanks.
So... Yeah, I just kind of invited Sasha here on a whim, and she was like, what are we going to talk about? And I was like, I don't know. So let's see. Are you excited for the holiday season? You're Jewish, so let's talk about that.
Well,
let's unpack that.
Here's the thing. I am Jewish, and I love Hanukkah, but I also freaking love Christmas.
True.
You saw my playlist on my Spotify.
I did. A Jew Loves Christmas.
That's what it's titled. Yes, and I don't know. I love the lights. I love the decorations. I still love doing Christmassy things. Mm-hmm. I just
don't celebrate
not,
it.
Yeah, I'm just not like religiously tied to it. But for Hanukkah, you know, we do the lighting of the candles. We do some presents. We have family over and we eat like traditional foods for it and stuff. So like that's fun, but I still can listen to Christmas music all day, every day.
Yeah, I feel like Christmas, you don't have to be. I feel like a lot of people are not Catholic, going to church, like, really religious into it. Like, it's more just kind of like a vibe. Like, the holiday season in general, it's just a vibe.
Right. It's cozy family time.
Yeah.
Family and friends time.
And Christmas music. There needs to be more Hanukkah songs, I think.
There really does.
There is such a good market for Hanukkah songs, I think. And people need to take advantage of it. Like, Christmas music is good. What's your favorite Christmas song? Oh, wait, I know this.
What is it, Kara?
I learned this yesterday. It's Mistletoe by Justin Bieber.
Always.
I love that. Yeah, we were listening to it yesterday. It was a vibe.
Oh, 100%.
I don't know if I have a favorite holiday song.
You named off a couple.
I did name a couple. I think the O Tannenbaum from A Charlie Brown Christmas. That's, like, my favorite because it just, like, has such a nostalgia factor in it for me. Like, it makes me think of, like, being at home on my couch watching A Charlie Brown Christmas with my parents and my brother and feeling like really cozy. But I also really like, it's by the Eagles. It's called Please Come Home for Christmas. And it's actually kind of a sad song. So I don't know why I like it so much, but I think it's really pretty. I don't know what other ones like. I like the one that's like Carol of the Bells by Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Oh, yes.
Sasha saw me vibe to that yesterday. That was fun. I just love how like insane it is.
Yeah.
But yeah, Christmas music, it's the best.
It's such a vibe.
Yeah.
We love it.
So let's see. Oh, here's a question. What is the best part about your job or just working here in general? And what is like the worst slash the most challenging for you?
Interesting. I think the best, this is going to sound so cheesy.
Oh, I'm ready.
Honestly, the people here are incredible. I've become best friends with Kara, Aiden, Sharon, and Kyle. Yeah, we have our squad going.
Yes.
And I love it. The people here are amazing. We all get along very well because we're essentially the same, like, motivated by the same things, you know? Mm-hmm. We love music. We love hanging out and just chilling. And it's just, the environment here is awesome. And I don't want to know how it's going to change next year,
Let's
honestly.
Not think about it.
Yeah, I'm not going to think about it right now. No one's graduating.
Nope.
I don't know. Yeah, so that's my favorite thing. It's the environment. And there's not really anything, honestly, that I can say that's bad about my job. I haven't complained about my job to anyone. And I can complain all day, too. So that says a lot. And I think the most challenging thing so far, honestly, has been the album reviews.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's very different than just listening to music on your own for your leisure. It's being critical and paying attention to the musicality of it in a different way. It's not just, I like this or I don't like this. It's not an opinion, really. It's more of listening to the quality of it and deciding if it's good or bad quality.
Yeah.
So even if it's a genre that I don't really like, so say it's country, no offense, country lovers, it's just not always my cup of tea, but it's okay. If I listen to a country record, I might not like it myself because I don't like that genre, but it doesn't mean that the music is bad.
Mm-hmm.
So it's separating that, which is really challenging to do, and then writing it eloquently is also hard. But I mean, it's getting easier every time I do it. But that's definitely been the most challenging thing so far because that takes a lot of mental energy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's definitely one thing to be like, yeah, that song was fine. Like, that song was fine. And it's a whole other thing to be like, well, the instrumentals in this song were different from this one. And this one was better because of the lyrics. And this one had like this.
Right.
So I feel like people are often very passive when they listen. And when you write a review, you have to be super like active. Like for me, I can zone out when I'm listening to an album and I won't notice the difference in songs.
Exactly.
Which is why I can't do album reviews. But yeah, yes. What's your favorite album that you've written a review for so far?
Favorite album I've written a review for so far. I think the one I've given the highest rating to is Pony by Rex Orange County, just by a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
That one isn't published yet, but look out for that
one. Keep an eye out for that.
Yes, because we are promoting that album. I think that one was my favorite so far, just on a personal level, because I do like his music, but also it was the one that I rated the highest based on musicality and quality and things of that sort. I think that one is probably my favorite. I really haven't done too many yet, so yeah, that one's my favorite. But I am gonna continue doing them over winter break.
Ooh,
so
very epic.
Keep an eye out.
I will keep posting them.
Yay.
Yes, I get the privilege. Kyle will text me and be like, I want this review to go up, and I'll be like, no, just for fun. And then I'll be like, it's Sasha's, obviously. I'm gonna put it up. Duh.
Yay.
I'm trying to write a concert review, so maybe I'll put that up over winter break.
Do it.
Because it's a lot harder, like, at the concert, I was like, okay, I'm going to commit all of this to memory. And now it's like just a blur because I was just so happy.
Yeah.
So I got to really like think back to what went on.
Yeah, it's hard.
Super hard.
If you want to do a concert review, I feel like you have to take notes or something.
Yeah.
Because it all is just a blur.
It was such a blur. Like, I was like, oh, I can't wait to write about this and this. And then the next day I was like, what did I just do last night? Yeah. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah. It's a challenge, but it's good.
Yes. Yeah, definitely being here has kind of made me, I don't know how to put it into words. I feel like I loved music before, but now that I'm here, I understand it so much better and I like have such a new appreciation for it. And that's pretty cool. And like I listen to so much more than I normally would if I didn't work here. Like so many, I had an idea for a playlist to do on my show and it was gonna be like songs my friends like. So I was going to do like two songs for each like of my couple friends. So I had like Modest Mouse and Built to Spill from Aiden. I had The Strokes and Last Dinosaurs from Kyle. So I think if like I can get enough people, like obviously I would have you and Sharon, maybe my roommate, maybe a couple of my other friends. Like I think that would be so cool to see the different stuff that everybody is really into.
That would be super sick.
Yeah.
Because when you look through, you know, our playlist that we all made for the Spotify, for those of you that don't know, most of our eBoard members made specific playlists to put on West Radio, which is our Spotify account. And it was just a bunch of our favorite picks that we wanted to share with people. They're all insanely different.
They're so different.
But I love it. And I think, you know, I agree. I've been listening to so much more music. My playlists are so much longer on my own personal Spotify now. And my music taste has gone better.
Yeah, right.
Admittingly, like a lot of it's from Kyle because he's always playing music in the station.
So much of it is from Kyle. Yeah. And I hate to admit it, but,
but it's true.
It is really good.
Yeah. But it's amazing, you know.
Yeah, it's fun. It's a good time. So I don't really know if I have any more questions. Do you have any questions for me?
Was that the favorite part of your job here?
I would also probably say, I think I have like a favorite part about being news director and then a favorite part about being just an employee here. And the news director part is like when I get to teach somebody how to record a story and like see how excited they get when they like figure out that they can create their own package. Like you write the story, you edit the audio, sometimes you take the photos, like it's very hands-on and it's so cool to put time and effort into something and have it turn out really good. Like, I just love seeing how proud people get when they're like, oh my God, this is so cool. This is so fun. Because that's how I felt when Daniela first taught me. So that's cool to kind of be able to, like, teach people stuff like that.
That's cute.
And then I agree, the best part about working here is, like, all the friends I've made. Like, I kind of just came here because I was like, I'm a journalism major. Like, I need to put something on my resume. And I don't want to do, like, the Daily Campus or UCTV. Like, why don't I just join here? And now it's like, 2 years later, I work here. Like, I have some of the best friends I could ever ask for. Like, aww. Yeah, this is like the best job in the world. People are always like, oh yeah, like, how is that? Do you like it there? And I'm like, do you have an hour to talk about it? Like, I will go on forever. So, yeah. So just the fact that I have to graduate and like move on.
Nope.
Don't know what that means.
Nope.
Finding other interests?
Huh?
What? Huh? Unsure what that could possibly mean. But yeah, so it's great vibes.
Aw. Yeah. We vibing.
Yeah, we
always
are just vibing. If you ever stop in here, we are literally just vibing.
Yes, come visit.
Yes, I always tell people to come visit. But yeah, handing out CDs was fun today. And then just like getting to tell people about the station. Like, I love tabling for stuff, like what we did today. Because it's just so fun to have people be like, oh, like, can I stop by the station? And I'm like, yes,
Do it.
Please. We're room 412. We're always around. Like, it's just so cool to be able to talk about it.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, so in conclusion, I like where I work.
Me too.
Cool. But yeah, so I guess that's really all the time we have today.
Thanks for having me,
Thank
Kara.
You so much, Sasha, for being on my show.
You are so welcome.
This was such a great time.
Yay.
Thank you to everybody who is listening. Thank you to Ethan Smith, who is the creator of our very awesome theme music. I have been your host, Kara Murray, and you are listening to 91.7 FM WHUS. Have a great day.